WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of sanity in this crazy world. Jake Carter here, ready to break down some brain-boosting strategies and help you navigate life with a little more grace, a little less stress, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Because, let's face it, life throws curveballs. We're all human. We make mistakes. We have bad days. The key is not to beat ourselves up about it, but to learn how to handle those emotions with a bit more finesse. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? Like one minute you're on top of the world, and the next you're spiraling into a pit of self-doubt? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? There are ways to take control, to learn some emotional regulation techniques that can help you navigate those ups and downs with more ease and resilience. Today we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion, understanding and accepting yourself even when things get tough. Think of it as treating yourself like your best friend. Would you yell at your best friend for messing up? Probably not. You'd offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even some pizza and Netflix. Same goes for yourself. Today, we're going to explore 5 key takeaways that can seriously upgrade your emotional game. 1. Reframe negative self-talk. That inner critic, the voice that whispers doubts and insecurities, it's time to put it on blast. We all have those negative thoughts, but instead of letting them run wild, try reframing them with kindness. When you catch yourself thinking, "I'm so stupid," challenge that thought with something like, "Everyone makes mistakes, this doesn't define me." You wouldn't tell your best friend they were stupid, so don't say it to yourself. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how your mind races when you're stressed? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment. Simple techniques like deep breathing or focusing on your senses can help calm the mental storm. It's like hitting the pause button on those anxious thoughts and giving yourself a chance to breathe. 3. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't bottle things up. Bottling emotions only leads to bigger explosions later on. It's okay to feel angry, sad, frustrated. All of it is valid. The key is to acknowledge those feelings without judgment and allow yourself to process them in a healthy way. 4. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends or family members. Consider joining a support group, or even seek professional help if you need it. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly cathartic and remind you that you're not the only one facing challenges. 5. Celebrate your wins. Don't forget to celebrate those small victories. Did you overcome a challenge? Stick to your healthy habits for a week. Give yourself a pat on the back, because every step forward is worth celebrating. It builds confidence and reinforces positive behavior. Let me paint you a picture. You're about to give a presentation at work, your heart is racing, palms are sweating, classic pre-presentation jitters. Instead of panicking, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone does. Focus on the positive aspects, how prepared you are, the valuable information you're sharing. You got this. This is self-compassion in action, acknowledging your feelings, reframing negative thoughts, and focusing on your strengths. So, here's the takeaway. Self-compassion isn't about being weak or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, has bad days, and struggles sometimes. It's about learning to navigate those challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-love. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and support. Don't forget to practice those emotional regulation techniques, mindfulness, reframing negative thoughts, seeking support. They can truly make a difference in your life. Now, go out there, rock your day, and remember, we're all in this together. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. And be sure to join the conversation on our social media pages. Let me know what resonates with you. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.